while to aims and objectives of teaching economics. Difference between aims and objectives. There is a lot of confusion regarding the use of terms like aims, goals, outcomes, objectives, etc. Quite a large number of educators use these terms synonymously. However, some educators use it differently. Following point of comparison will make a distinction clear between aims and objectives. Aims of education. Aims are the direction or in education. They are the in view of the possible achievement. Second, aims are the directions given to the interior educational system within and without the classroom. Third, the aims of education cannot be changed from subject to subject. Fourth, the achievement of aims of education is beyond the scope of school programs. There are other agencies of education also. Five, aims are broader. Six, in the day-to-day work, aims being broad and wide, hence have little significance. Seven, aims beginning every broad and wide are not very helpful in selecting the contents of the subject. Objectives in education. First, objectives in points showing the possible achievement in directions. Second, objectives are confined to the classroom and school or an educational institution. Third, objectives may be changed from subject to subject. Subjectives of teaching social sciences will differ greatly from the objective of natural and physical sciences. Fourth, objectives of instruction can be achieved. Fifth, objectives originate from aims. Sixth, objectives beginning specific become meaningful. Seven, objectives begin quite specific help in the selection of the subject matter and also teaching learning activities. Educational aims and objectives provide direction to instructional aims and objectives. Some illustrations of aim and objectives. Aims: to develop international brotherhood, to eradicate illiteracy, third, to create good and intelligent citizens, fourth, to establish a harmonious balance between the head and heart. Five, to develop spiritualism among students. Objectives: The pupils acquire the knowledge of the culture of other countries. The adults acquire the knowledge of 3 R's. Third, pupils understand the relationship between rights and responsibilities. Fourth, pupils acquire basic knowledge of arts, literature, and science. Five, pupils learn how to lead a virtuous life. Main functions of educational objectives. According to Srivastava and Sauri, 1989, the educational objectives serve the following functions. First, provide the desired directions to educational activities. Second, determine the nature of educational activities. Third, provide a basis for systematizing or planning a educational program. Fourth, decide the points of emphasis in an educational activity. Fifth, given unity and coherence to an educational program. Sixth, provide the basis for the measurement of growth and thus guarantee valid evaluation. Seventh, help distinguish between various aspects of learning. Eighth, help focus attention on proper attributes of teaching and evaluation. Ninth, help grade learning experiences and also evaluation material. Tenth, help maintain a balance between different aspects of an educational program. 11th, help fix priorities in a educational program. 12th, guide educational decision in circular and co-circular areas. 13th, guide in selection of relevant content. Guide in 14th, guide in bringing about improvements in education. 15th, given meaning to and clarify the structure and content of curriculum. 16th, help make learning functional. 17th, help articulate learning in various fields. 18th, help discover and evolve proper learning situations. 19th, help define educational processes. 20th, help make the intangible in education tangible. 21st, help identify weaknesses and strength of pupils in learning. 22nd, facilitate communication among educational workers. objectives and teaching economics and objectives of education. Significance and determination of objectives of teaching economics. Objectives provide the needed motivation and enthusiasm to take up any activity. They are the undisputed starting point of all ventures, including educational ventures. They are the crux and keys of all educational activities. Educational objectivities are determined as indicated below. Overall objectivities of a nation are as reflected in its constitution. Overall objectivities of education. Objectives of education is different stage of education. Subject wise objectivities. Objectives. Stage wise objectives. Objectives of teaching economics. Generally, objectives on the pattern of broad educational objectives and second, specific objectives, introductional objective. From above and figure 7.2, it is very obvious that the objectives of teaching economics derive their inspiration from general objectives of education. Since the prime aim and objective of education is the all-round development of the personality of the child, the teaching of economics would be geared to the attempt of this objective. Objectives of the study of economics. Professor C. E. M. Jord, G-O-A-D, is in his book about education has laid down the following objectives of education. First, to equip a boy or girl to earn his or her livelihood. Second, to equip his or her to play his or her part as the citizen of democracy. Third, to enable him or her to develop all the latent power and faculties of his or her nature to enjoy a good life. For the achievement of these objectives, teaching of economics can play an effective role. Professor Picow, in his book entitled The Economics of Welfare, states the following two objectives of education. First, acquisition of knowledge. Second, solution of the practical problems of life. The objectives of education suggested by Professor Pigou can vary easily from the basis of the objectives of study and economics. The study of economics provided us with knowledge and also helps us to solve the practical problem of life. Professor Marshall, has very appropriately observed, the aim of study of economics are to gain knowledge for its own sake and to obtain guidance in the practical conduct of life and especially social life. In their book, Capstan, Teaching of the Social Studies in Secondary Schools, HC Beginning and DC Beginning, have laid down the objectives of teaching economics in these words. The aim of secondary school economics should be to teach modern economic principle by observation and through an understanding of current practice. Objective based instruction. Social order, economic structure, political system, psychology of development, cultural heritage, store of human knowledge. Further, overall objectives of education, stage-wise objectives of education, subject-wise instructions, objectives, unit-wise instructions, objectives, lesson-wise instructional objectives, then competence specification and content specification, then evaluations, teaching learning situations, learning experiences, absorption of ideas through senses, reaction of senses to external situations made up to pupil activities, method of instruction is origination of pupil activities, standards method of instruction, definite objectives, procedures and outcomes, specific method of instruction, activities tell us to outcomes, unique organization of activities through teachers, ingenuity, pupils should be trained to apply sound economic theory to everyday life of the economics problems of the present day. Those connected with industry, traffic, examination, taxation, the expansion of government and the cost of living are but a few of the many that the citizen has to face continuously. A thorough appreciation of these problems and a clear insight by pupils into the social and economic environment are aims that, when achieved, are worthwhile and contribute largely to the main aim of education. Thus, the aim of teaching of economics are, first, to study of modern principle of theory of economics, second, to train the students to make a practical use of knowledge of economics in their day-to-day life, third, to equip the students to solve their day-to-day problems with the help of economics. Fourth, to develop in the students the insight to understand the social and economic environment. O. Listrew, in his book titled Expert Look at Consumers, has pointed out following aim of the study of economics. First, to promote wiser purchasing and consumption of food, clothing, shelter, and help. Second, to provide experiences that will improve the ability of a student to make relation choices. Third, to develop intelligent consumer citizenship. Fourth, to acquaint the students with agencies and source of information that are helpful to the consumer. Five, to develop in the consumer a philosophy about the use of his leisure time as well as good buymanship in satisfying his vocational interest. Six, to cultivate an appreciation of the role of consumer in the profit economy. Seven, to develop his high standard of values and tastes. Eight, to develop a broad social intelligence in economic problems. Nine, to promote cooperative attitudes so as to increase the economic well-being. 10. To provide means of evaluating and evaluating the technique of advertising. 11. To develop an understanding of the significance of public expenditures. Professor M.P. Moffat, in his book Social Studies Instruction, has formulated the following objectives of the teaching of economics. First, to acquaint the students with those general economic conditions and benefit which may help them in choosing a career. Second, to develop in intelligent consumer citizenship. Third, to develop a capacity of the students in to increasing national income. Fourth, to develop the practical understanding of students regarding budget. Five, to develop the ability of the student to raise higher standard of living. Norman Lee in Technique of Economics has suggested the following objectives of economics teaching. First, to provide intellectual training. Second, to prepare student for citizenship. Third, to provide vocational training.